Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
That music means it's draft day, Stacey. Another Cruise Mornings draft is coming up, and this is probably the most ridiculous one we've ever had.
I don't know.
Not ridiculous, but most random?
Possibly.
Yeah, the smell draft.
We had so much fun with that smell conversation yesterday, where it was like, what is one of those smells where you instantly, like if you walk into a room, you're like, I know where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Bowling alleys, Canadian Tire, that sort of thing.
Libraries. Exactly.
Movie theaters. So now it's just going to be like the best smell draft.
But I'm going like my own personal favorites. Like I'm going deep cuts. I'm going creative answers only for my draft. That's okay. My strategy. I don't want to give too much away.
Is one going to be the bottom of Kipper's feet because they smell like Doritos?
Why would the bottom of my dog's feet smell like Doritos? What do you think I have on the floor in my house?
This is a known
thing. How messy
thing.
Do you think my house is? I just have Doritos lying over the place. No.
This is a thing.
No, it's not.
Dog's feet. Oh my God. I am Googling it right now.
The bottom of dog's feet
dog's
smell like Doritos?
Feet smell like corn chips. Doritos. Oh. Popcorn. Fritos.
That is two different things. Not really, but
it's a thing because of a certain bacteria that gives off a yeasty odor that smells similar to corn chips.
You know what? Sorry, I'm not taking my dog's yeasty paws, believe it or not, in the smell draft.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Maybe if we go like 10 rounds, I don't know. But definitely not. How many rounds you want to go, by the way?
I feel like six
I think
good.
Let's go six rounds. Yeah. Let's get a little bonus round in there. We usually go five, but I like the bonus round at six.
And plus, I am a very smell-oriented person. Like, I'm the one at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I'm sniffing produce.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of product, before I buy it, I sniff it. Any food before I eat it at home for the smell test. Mm-hmm. I love smelling things.
I have a blind dog, Stacey. I mean, that means nothing, but I mean, she smells a lot. So I have experience with a dog that, like, you know, smelling's her go-to thing. So I've just been learning through her and her smelling expertise.
Okay.
Oh, I'm just trying to be silly
whisperer?
Here. Yeah, I'm just trying to be smelly here. I don't know. 8:40 is when the draft
is.
Just trying to make little jokes. If anyone has any ideas, good smells. And yes, we know gasoline is a good smell. 938-0963.
I missed an event over the weekend. I can't believe it. I feel ridiculous. But apparently there was a snow event this weekend. No, basically we had enough snow over the weekend, which was a total accumulated amount of 7 centimeters.
Fancy over there.
Which meets the 5 centimeter threshold to declare a snow event. The fourth one we've had this season.
Just human thesaurus over there with the words.
I'm reading the article. but yeah, apparently the snow we got this weekend was a considerable amount. Declare it a snow event.
I've never heard that term before. Snow event?
I thought it just snowed.
It snowed.
Declaring a snow event allows the city to call in contractor graders to help clear priority streets and stuff like that.
So it's like a official paperwork thing. Like in order for it to be a snow event, it needs to officially have 5 centimeters. Then we can go ahead with this.
When you declare a state of emergency, it allows you to bring in certain resources. So it's like that, but on a much smaller scale.
Much smaller scale. I think the two muches are necessary in there.
But if you've noticed too, there's probably these little tiny like bobcat style cleaners that are doing sidewalks and walkways and stuff like that. Not necessarily like your street on your crescent, but like the walkthroughs and stuff like that. So yeah, they're taking care of some extra stuff.
Snow event.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. Makes it seem like it's a big deal. Like,
I know.
When I think snow event, I think of
November last year?
2007. The storm of 2007. That's a snow event, not 5 centimeters. That's just, it snowed. I think Saskatchewan has its own little scale, right? It snowed. It snowed a lot. That's like maybe 10 centimeters. It snowed a bunch. That's like 11, 12 centimeters.
Okay.
It snowed a bleep ton.
Right.
That's, you know, and then snow event.
Should we see if we can get those passed?
Absolutely.
Into law?
Okay. Hey, Scott Moe and the government have nothing else going on. They have nothing else on their plate. So obviously they'll get back to us quick. Even non-football fans, non-sports fans, just feel bad for the Buffalo Bills. like non-sports, casual sports fans, they know everything about the Buffalo Bills losing four straight Super Bowls in the 90s, heartbreaking loss in 1999 to the Tennessee Titans, and now this overtime loss to Kansas City. The city of Buffalo, when it comes to sports, cursed.
Really?
They're cursed.
Okay.
When the Bills lost, flew home, 3 a.m, what do the Bills see when they open up their plane door? Tons of Bills fans waiting for them at the airport.
Oh, 3 a.m,
it's like -10 snowing outside. Bills Mafia, that's what they call themselves. Bills Mafia. Don't laugh at Bills Mafia. They'll hear this and they'll come
Mafia?
After us.
Yeah, our boss is a Bills fan.
It's a legit thing.
Bring it on.
You don't want to chirp a fan base that, like, their favorite thing to do is throw each other through tables. Have you ever seen those videos?
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
The table jumping.
It's passion, Stacey.
You know what? I understand that. It's passion. And that's why they're there at 3 a.m.
Yeah,
in minus temperatures waiting for their team to come home. That's nice.
My wife asked me why. Like, why do fans do this? Like, I get that, you know, being a fan means you love the team, but do you love them that much? 3 a.m, you got to work the next day, you're going to go to the airport, and like, they don't know, they're not going to be like, oh, Charles is here. Hey, Charles, thanks for coming. It's not like the quarterback Josh Allen is going to be doing that. No, he doesn't know you exist.
Exactly.
Like, it's just, no, here's why sports fans do this, Stacey.
I'm writing this down.
Because it's the team.
It's the team.
And they're part of the team. And you win as a team, and you lose as a team.
Lose as a team. I get you.
That's not it at all. The real reason is that fans think that the team is going to be like, oh man, you guys are such diehards. Come back to the stadium and party
all
with us.
All of you.
And
season
then you get
tickets
free
for
beer,
life.
Free champagne, free clothing, free everything. Yeah, free season tickets. There you go. Josh Allen gives you his number. Hey, we're best friends now. You hang out all the time on the weekends. He joins your fantasy football team. And boom. You get hired by the team as the assistant general manager. You start moving up the ranks. Next thing you know, you're running the team.
Okay, that escalated far too quickly.
That's what every sports fan thinks, though. They're like, oh, if I go to this thing, then maybe, just maybe,
I'll get noticed.
Just maybe, Stacey.
And now it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend who spills. That's their thing. They spill a lot. At least once a week, they're spilling something.
Every person in a group of friends is known for something. The car guy, the murder podcast girl, the one who crochets. This friend spills. That's what they're known for. They're the spiller.
And for some reason, this friend is always a server. Why would you choose a job where you handle drinks all the time if you're the spiller? That's just irresponsible.
The carpet in your house is a constant reminder of this friend. Oh, that spot over there, that's when Joanne came over for Thanksgiving and kicked over her red wine. That brown one in the corner, that was Super Bowl Sunday 2017. Joanne bumped a table with taco dip on it. Classic Joanne.
Their favorite football player, former Buffalo Bills running back, CJ Spiller. That's a deep cut right there. Only a few people are going to get that one.
Never ask this friend to pass the gravy. Never let them pour you coffee. And never tell them a secret. Because guess what? They also spill the beans.
The spiller. We all have that one friend. Saskatoon's greatest hits, 96.3 Cruise FM. That is Glass Tiger. We are Stacey and Clayton. Shall we, Stace?
Stace? Wow.
What?
I don't think you ever called me that before.
I thought I'd pull the old junior hockey player nickname on you. Call you Stace.
Sure. That
is
works.
Is that cool?
Sure. Stace and Clayton.
I mean,
one less syllable.
I mean, we've been doing the show together for, you know, 5 years now. I think we can do a nickname kind of thing. I think we know each other well enough now.
You know what, Clayton? It sounds good. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay, yeah,
Stace is okay. Yeah. Stace is okay. You know, Clady is my mom's name for me, okay?
Oh, okay, right.
Clady is for Aaron Croker and Aaron Croker only.
Clay?
That's even worse.
Okay.
That's.
Should we just hit the button?
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time. time to settle the score with Chris Confused Lyrics.
You know what would be the worst? Is when my friends would call the house in like grade six and they'd be like, hey, is Clayton there? My mom? Yeah, no problem. Just yelling up the stairs. Clayty!
Oh,
what do you think my friends are calling me? First week of grade nine.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks for that little trip down memory lane. The first one's from Kevin. Bob Seger. Kev. Like a rock. Kevin hears, stood there bowling, sweating in the sun.
Stood there bowling. Sweating in the sun.
As you do.
Outdoor bowling alley?
That would be kind of cool.
Eh?
It'd have to be very weatherproof, depending on where you live.
It rains? Oh, no.
Oh, that's not
making
good.
Things very interesting.
Is that hail? The actual lyrics, stood there boldly, sweating in the sun.
Stood there boldly.
No, that's definitely
sweating
boldly.
In the sun.
5 or 10 pin, Bob. What was it?
Come on, Bab. The next one. This one is from Carly, April Wine. I like to rock. Carly hears, Toonie to the stars, rock and roll guitars. You know how, like, some countries are like, oh, yeah, we'll send this to the moon, right? Canadian space program. We're going to send a toonie to the stars.
I thought maybe that's all it cost you to go to space.
We put a loonie underneath the rink at the Olympics, and we're putting a toonie in the stars. We're weird here in Canada. Actual lyrics, Journey to the Stars, obviously.
They wrote that song well before the word toonie.
They pulled
around.
The Simpsons. They predicted the future.
Oh, my God. The last one here is from Sarah. Tragically hip, ahead by a century. I love this one. Sarah hears, tonight we smoke their milk.
Tonight we smoke their milk.
Oh, that's rude.
Have you ever had a smoked milkshake?
Oh, get your own milk, okay? Stop getting in our milk stash over here, all right? Smoking hey, all of our milk.
Can I bump some milk?
Oh, man. Any milk left in that bowl?
Yes.
Any milk left? Can I smoke that milk, brah? Pass that milk over here, brah.
The actual lyrics, tonight we smoke them out.
Oh.
Tonight we smoke them out.
Hey, what kind of strain is that? It's Dairyland 1%. Oh, nice.
Trevor, Corey, milk.
Milk, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Look at me with the Trailer Park Boys.
Well
reference.
Done.
I'm
that's
so
it.
Proud of
that's
myself.
That's it. That's all for Cruise Confused Lyrics Friday, 8:10. We're doing this all again. So if you hear something that belongs on it, let us know.
938-0963 or mornings at cruisefm.com. Just got a text from Shelby, who, by the way, she's the best. She listens to us every morning. She says we are by far the next morning show.
Shelbs, you suck up.
I feel like she means best, but that's okay. We love you, Shelby. And she mentioned there was an accident, corner of 51st and Warman Road by the Independent there. 3 cars in total, emergency crews already there and working, but that's a very busy intersection at this time of the morning. So redirect as needed.
If I were to say PFC... What's the first thing that comes to mind, Stacey?
I can't say it on the radio.
PFC.
Pretty effing cool.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. PFC, also Prairie Football Conference.
Yep.
That's where our Saskatoon Hilltops play and...
Popcorn frickin' chicken. I got a bunch.
Oh, you do have a bunch, apparently. Keep going. I'm just going to turn my microphone off. When you think of PFC, what comes to mind?
Poor effing children. No, just kidding.
Peter frickin' Connors.
Tell me what it means.
No, I like this. Let's just keep going.
I just want to say it so bad.
It's not Prairie Football Conference. It's not fried chicken anything.
It's nothing effing cool.
It's a professional or pillow fighting championship. I don't even know what it is anymore.
Wow, that's
pillow,
a thing, hey?
Pillow Fighting Championship, not Ultimate Fighting Championship. It's not the UFC, it's the PFC. It's a real thing that started like a year ago, and it's not like a joke. It's legit fighters, and they have a pillow, and they go 3 rounds, and they pillow fight each other.
Okay, you know what?
Not bad, right? Like, would you watch it? Would you pay money to see that?
Well, because here's the thing. You can make anything a professional sport because it involves skill, mm-hmm. moves, defense, offense. I don't know.
Skill.
You have to have a good arm. I'm not a very good pillow fighter. I've had, like,
Yeah.
And then you also have to have the right pillow. Are these like these must be feather pillows.
See, that's the big thing here. Are they cheap $4 Walmart ones? Are they the expensive feather ones? Like, remember pillow fighting as a kid, and one friend would bring that feather pillow to the sleepover?
Because it has weight on the end. Oh. If you swing it around, all the feathers go to the bottom, and then you've got some good, you know, oomph behind it. I don't know how to describe it.
You were
that.
Thinking of the scientific word, and then you landed it on oomph.
I was going to say propulsion.
Well, your friend would bring this feather pillow and just give concussions to everyone else.
Basically.
Everyone else would have to sit in their basement in the dark for a couple days and be like, wow, my head hurts.
Because I always had those gross old foam pillows that were just like nothing.
It would feel nice to get hit in the face by those things. It's like,
ooh, that's refreshing.
Yeah. Great hits and the best rock ever, 96.3 Cruise FM. That is Tom Cochran. We are Stacy and Clayton. Happy Tuesday. I got greedy with the happy Tuesday.
You had to. You talked for a full 10 seconds there. That was...
Got greedy.
That was greedy.
I got way too greedy. Saturday at 11:01 a.m., I'm at the Stonebridge McDonald's, going through the drive-thru. Do my usual order, couple McDoubles, no pickles, no onions, because those are icky. The drive-thru person is like, whoa, wait, what? You don't like pickles? What's wrong with you?
Amen.
This is the employee at McDonald's working the drive-thru, just giving me the gears, right? They're like, no, ugh, I can't do that for you. That's what she's like. And I'm like, what? Come on, please. Like, pickles are gross. And they're like, not our pickles. Our pickles are great. And
I'm like, does have good pickles.
No pickles are good pickles, but that's a topic for another day. And they just kind of have a fun back and forth. You're like, oh, and then she's like, all right, McDouble, extra pickles, go on. And like, just, you know, whatever. Do you like it when employees do that? Because I love it. Like, we had a great back and forth. It was fun.
Well, was it a girl, boy?
Yes, it was a girl.
Girl, woman, man, whatever. Clearly, she's enjoying herself, enjoying her job. That's nice to see.
I just loved it. It was fun.
I feel like it may not work on everybody.
No.
You know, because she's also in a little tiny room. And you're in a car, like she can't see you. Because a lot of times when you do that back and forth with someone, you try to read what they're feeling, and then you can keep going with it, whereas you're just talking into a box, right?
See, as a former server, and anyone in the service industry can relate to this, you get like a second sense of like what people you can kind of have
which
fun
with.
Which
people are down to joke around.
And what people just want to get right down to business.
Yeah.
Debit or credit, there you go. Swipe, insert the chip, boom, see you later. That's all they want, right? But some people, you know, they like chatting.
I went through a drive-thru once, and it was a Starbucks one, which is weird because I almost never go through a Starbucks drive-thru, regardless. I don't even know how to, woman behind the mic kept calling me honey.
Okay.
And she was lovely. She was very nice. She had a couple little jokes too. It was wonderful, but she kept calling me honey on like four or five different times. And I thought it was very weird because guaranteed I was older than her.
Yeah, still, whatever.
I thought it was weird.
It's nice though. They're just being nice. Would you rather have that or this kind of drive-thru person? Hey, what do you want?
No, see, I want it to be just perfect for my needs.
Take order, please. Okay. Okay. 10:50 pull ahead.
I
don't mind those, actually, where it's just
I guess
like,
it depends on the day, too, right?
You can tell the person just hates their job.
Yeah.
And they're just, what?
Yeah.
What? I can't understand you. Talk slower. I kind of like the sassy drive-thru worker as well, and I like the jokester. But if there's a line, like a big lineup, see, that's the thing. At the time, I was the only one in line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got time to do this. If there's a big line, read the room.
Yeah, exactly.
Read the line.
Read the car. So when you have a snow event, like we apparently did here in Saskatoon over the weekend, 7 centimeters of snow constitutes a snow event. A lot of times it sucks to have to get rid of your snow. A teacher in Pennsylvania did something so incredibly cool. It was a snow day for them earlier this week. And instead of keeping the kids at home for the football team, he decided to send them out for some weightlifting training. AKA shoveling the neighborhood snow.
That's a great idea.
I love it. I live right by Holy Cross. Just saying, if your football team needs a bit of arm work and back work, Eastview would love that.
That is a really good idea. Plus, it gets the football team out in the neighborhood,
yeah,
right? It gets them
absolutely.
Doing them some community service. Maybe they get a few extra fans, right? It's just, it's a win-win situation. Football team gets stronger, more mm-hmm. tough. Little upset you didn't say my football team, the St. Joe's Guardians.
It's not my neighborhood.
I know we lost to Holy Cross in the city final, but still.
H-O-L, how does that go?
Wow, not even close.
C-R-O-S-S?
Holy
something?
Cross is the best. See? That's the old Clayton, okay? The new Clayton, go Joes, baby. Go Joes.
Okay.
You want me to ask my football team? We can go over there and shovel up for you.
Please.
Nah. Not after you shaded us like that.
Okay, that's mean.
Not after you said Holy Cross first over St. Joe's. Unbelievable.
You're throwing away your high school alma mater football team for a flash in the pan, St. Joe's?
Flash in the pan. I'm in it for the long run. I've been coaching there for 4 years now. I've coached longer than I played there.
And when's the last time they won?
Don't even.
I'm not.
Wow, that's... It's high school sports. Let's relax a little bit here, okay?
What?
See, even if I wanted to do this, I don't have enough street cred on the team to do this.
Okay.
I'm the assistant receiver coach. I'm like below the water boy on the power rankings. So, yeah, sorry. It's draft time, baby. Another
right.
Cruise Mornings draft. The smell draft. 6 rounds. Best smelling team wins. Let us know on the text, 9380963. I won the rock, paper, scissors. So
again,
I have...
I'm on a horrible streak.
The first overall pick. And let me tell you, this is tough. Because I want to draft with my heart, but I also want to win. But with the first overall pick in the smell draft, Team Clayton selects the Mayfair Bakery. The Mayfair
Christie's?
Bakery. No, it's the one on 33rd Street there.
Christie's.
The Mayfair Bakery. Yeah, I always called it the Mayfair Bakery. It was right next to the goal crease when the goalie equipment store was still there.
Okay.
And I'd always pop by after goalie lessons. So the Mayfair Bakery, it's been around forever. That's the number one pick in the smell draft.
Okay. My number one pick in the Cruise FM smell draft, a baby's head, more specifically Fiona's.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't have to be Fiona's.
My
any newborn
My
head.
Second round pick, thank you for leaving this one. Oh, I was worried. Small town rank.
Yeah, that was never going to be chosen.
By you. That's why you never win the drafts.
Okay.
Because you can't draft for blank.
Okay. Number two, second in my smell draft, I'm going to choose pink erasers.
Pink erasers. Okay. Number three in the smell draft, Blockbuster.
Okay.
Do you just want to admit defeat now? Or?
Easy. Number three in my smell draft,
yeah.
Boat gas.
Boat gas, okay. My fourth round pick, a high school wood shop.
Okay.
So like the sawdust, everything like that?
I get you.
Oh, yeah.
Get you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go number four, grilled meat.
Okay. Got it. Fifth round, I'm going record store. Smell of a record store.
You're drafting everything you chose yesterday.
Yeah.
You goof.
Maybe you should have took notes.
Took?
Taken. You know what? I'm good at drafting. I'm not good at vocab, okay? It's a good thing I talk for a living.
Is it my turn? Number five?
Absolutely. You got two more picks.
Number five.
Oh, man. What am I going to pick last?
I'm going to go with... A just lit match.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sulfur.
Good one. I got so many on here. Like slow cooker stuff.
What, the smell of a slow cooker?
Sport check. Like, what, you know, not just a slow cooker cooking things. Not just an off
that's
slow
so
cooker.
That's so vague.
Turned off slow cooker. Smells so good.
That lid.
Oh, man, I got a lot on here and I want to take them all. You know what? I'm taking the cherry smelly marker. The cherry smelly marker, the Mr. Sketch, the cherry Mr. Sketch.
Okay.
What are you doing, Clayton?
Cherry?
Obviously. Was great. Cherry was the best smelly marker. You could admit that.
At least
I didn't take Sharpies.
Oh, Sharpies is on my
getting high on Sharpies at recess, baby.
But it's not even Sharpies. What were the other ones that were like hardcore Jiffy?
I don't know.
Anyway.
What's your last pick? Let's get to
it. I'm sorry.
Here.
I'm torn between...
Let's wrap this up here.
Cinnamon buns.
Cinnamon buns. All right. Yeah. Boom.
I'm very food centered on this.
Awesome.
One.
We will discuss the draft and chirp each other's teams.
Okay.
Coming up in a bit. We just did the Cruise Morning Smell Draft. Stacy, you want to go through your team here?
How about you go through your team?
No, ladies first.
Oh. Wow. Number
losers
one choice.
First, actually,
baby's head. Number two, pink erasers. Number three, boat gas. Number four, grilled meat. Number five, a just lit match. And number six, cinnamon buns.
Boat gas. Oh, good pick.
Gas in general.
Yeah.
Ugh.
The boat gas was really good. Pink erasers at number two.
Oh my God, that is my elementary school life, pink erasers.
I don't know about that one. My
grilled
team.
Grilled meat? Come on, grilled meat.
Meat on the barbecue is good. Just so lit match is great. You know, it's fine. You know, it's fine. Just a fine team, you know? Let me get to my team here. Let's go to my squad. Number one, Mayfair Bakery. I win.
Okay.
Come on. The Mayfair Bakery? Oh my goodness.
It smells great.
Oh my goodness.
Better than a baby's head?
Not only does it smell good, I'm also, you know, supporting local businesses with my pick, Stacy, so.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of supporting local, a small town rink, number two. I'm also supporting small town athletics. I'm supporting kids getting exercise.
Okay.
Unbelievable. You're promoting, I was going to say, you're promoting kids getting fat, but I drafted a bakery. number three, Blockbuster. Number four, a high school wood shop. Number five, a record store. And number six, the cherry-scented Mr. Sketch Marker.
And see, if I was to choose a Mr. Sketch Marker, I would probably have gone with black and everyone.
Why?
Because black licorice is amazing.
Ugh.
Or the brown, the cinnamon one. Ugh, so good.
The two worst markers. At least go with the green. I forget what green smelt like.
Apple.
Was it apple or watermelon?
One
watermelon was another good smelly marker.
What about the teal one?
We could have just had a smelly
blue
marker
blue?
Draft.
Mr. Sketch Marker Draft. Let's write that one down.
Okay, boom. I should do that tomorrow. Let's do it right now. Draft music. Hit it. I'm just kidding. Again, let us know who won. 9380963. You can also vote on the Facebook, on the Twitter. Again, I won, so we don't really need your votes.
We didn't decide on a penalty yet. We have to think of what's our penalty.
The loser's not allowed to smell anything for a week. You gotta put a clothespin on your nose.
How about if we want to continue supporting local, the loser has to buy the other person something from Christie's Mayfair Bakery.
Okay, gotcha.
Boom.
Done.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.